London, thousands of parents descended on Westminster on the 29th of October. They filled Parliament Square for a protest demanding childcare rights, organized by the Pregnant Then Screwed campaign. Many came decked out in rags and fake blood, a march of the mummies against the Tory horror show. The cost of childcare is unaffordable to working class parents, and many middle class parents too. But if you take time out from work to care for your children instead, your income at the time and long-term career prospects suffer hugely. There were trade unionists and international campaigners among the crowd. Many others were from walks of life traditionally less affected by these attacks, but now feeling the pinch. The Socialist Party's calls for free childcare now got a good response all round. Platform speakers rightly criticized the Tory government for slashing funding to the public sector. They pointed out that affordable, public childcare facilities had suffered the worst cuts in deprived areas. Those areas are managed not by the Tories, but by Labour. It is Labour councils who are mostly responsible for accepting Tory austerity, and punishing parents and kids, rather than trying to mobilise a fight for the resources we all need. Some were hoping against hope that a Keir Starmer government would solve these problems. But Starmer has promised to continue austerity if, as seems almost inevitable, his new Labour wins the next election. That's why we call for the unions to take steps towards a new, mass party of the working class. James Ivins.